Welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast. My name is Amanda Gray, and every week I will be reading some news stories from England slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. Week 14. The British-born wife of Syria's president, Bashar Assad, has been banned from travelling to the EU as part of Brussels' attempts to pressure the regime into ending its year-long repression of popular opposition. Asma al-Assad, a 36-year-old former investment banker, was added to an existing EU blacklist of 126 people and 41 firms, along with the president's mother, sister, and sister-in-law. Everyone on the list has also had their European-held financial assets frozen. Recent emails leaked by opposition activists appear to show that Mrs. Assad has been involved in strategic elements of the crackdown. By the time most people take their summer holidays this year, mobile phone companies will have put an end to the alleged rip-off of roaming charges. Under regulations agreed by the European Parliament, consumers will, by July, pay no more than 24 pence per minute to make a call from abroad, and no more than 59 pence per megabyte for data downloads, provided they are travelling within the EU. By 2014, the charges should have been reduced still further, to as little as 16 pence per megabyte of data and 15 pence per call. People travelling outside the EU will get a warning if they are in danger of downloading more than £41 worth of data. 5 more bodies were found in the wreck of the Costa Concordia cruise ship last week, in a small gap between the half-submerged vessel and the seabed. The bodies were located last Thursday, but it took 34 divers and 15 vessels until Monday to bring them up. 30 bodies have now been found since the ship ran aground outside the port of the tiny island of Giglio on the 13th of January. 2 people remain missing, presumed dead. The ship's captain, Francesco Schettino, has been accused by prosecutors of steering the Costa Concordia, which was carrying 4,200 passengers and crew, too close to Giglio's shore, and may face charges, which he denies, of manslaughter and abandoning his ship. Costa recently announced that most of the fuel from the ship had been successfully removed. However, the salvage effort is expected to take a year. The Paris bureau of the Al Jazeera TV channel was sent video footage of the recent fatal gun attacks in Toulouse, but decided not to broadcast it on ethical grounds. The Qatar-based channel, once viewed as a conduit for anti-Western propaganda, had received pleas from President Sarkozy and members of the victims' families not to show the films, which were made by the attacker as he gunned down 7 people, 2 of them school children. Police sources said the envelope containing the footage on a USB stick and a note claiming the attacks in the name of Al-Qaeda had been sent last Wednesday when the gunman, Mohammed Merah, was already under siege, raising further speculation that he was not working alone. Mehra's older brother, Abdelkader, is suspected of being an accomplice to the murders, but he was in detention on the day of the delivery. That's the end of this week's podcast. See you next week.